Welcome once again to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, our very own Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Institute, was recently invited to testify before the U.S. Senate Special Committee on Aging at its hearing, Closing the Gap, Innovations to Promote America's Retirement Security. There she presented a number of suggestions for increasing Americans' retirement security. Catherine, more and more you're reading about this sort of the woeful state of retirement preparedness in the United States, Americans not doing enough, and the fact that Social Security is not going to be adequate to solve everybody's retirement security issues. Are people shocked? Are they concerned? Is it a sense of alarm?
Naturally, the committee is very concerned about the future state, the current and future state of retirement security in America. And as a result, convene this hearing seeking suggestions and recommendations in terms of what can be done to help improve it.
Now, of course, there's the tax-deferred 401k plan and Roth IRA. So there are a number of things in place that would seem to provide enough incentive for people to save for retirement on a tax-deferred basis. But what are the other things that Congress or public policy should be encouraging?
Well, one of the big things that I chose to speak about in my testimony is extending access of workplace retirement benefits to more employees. Nearly 3 out of 4 employers that we surveyed offer a 401k or similar plan to their employees, yet only 38% extend eligibility to their part-time workers.
You hit on an important point here that there are hundreds of thousands of people that do work part-time, and so there's not enough options for them in terms of saving for retirement. And yet, there are those who will work part-time for years and years and years. Is that a lost generation, as it were, or these individuals are particularly at risk?
Part-time workers, which typically are women and lower-income workers, are at a greater risk of not achieving a financially secure retirement. And even if their employer does not yet extend eligibility to participate in the 401k plan, there's something new that can make it convenient and easy to save. And that's the My Retirement Account, or MyRA, which part-time workers or full-time workers for that matter, or people participating in the economy, can set up and automate their savings into a retirement account.
That's something we've covered in previous segments here, and that's myra.gov. What's the magic percentage of what you need to put away?
Many experts don't yet have a consensus on that, and it's really a function of your age, your income, and your life priorities. For those getting started saving, aim for a minimum of 10%. And then, speaking of 10%, it's a not-so-magical and rather alarming percentage, and we find only about 10% of workers have actually done the calculation to estimate how much they should be saving. So go out, use an online retirement calculator. We have one at transamericacenter.org to estimate your retirement savings needs and how much you need to be saving.
Well, thanks, Catherine. I'm sure we'll get into these issues much more in the future. And of course, I'd like to hear more about your experience there on Capitol Hill. Until next time, that's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker.